In the name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know, there's no Christmas story in John's Gospel. Nor in Mark's Gospel. Wasn't that important. There is in Matthew and Luke. And I've shared with most of you, Christmas wasn't celebrated for 1,200 years in the church. Until St. Francis brought peasants into a cave and told the story, and people could never forget it. And it's been around 800 years ever since. And what we just heard, the prologue, as it's called, is, I said, an ancient hymn. Earliest members of the church were singing this because the faith, find it, cannot be contained in ideas or concept or philosophy. You've all had that experience. It's what touches our hearts, changes how we see ourselves, relationships with others, how we see the world. It gets sung into us. It gets danced into us. It gets Christmas caroled into us. John goes back beyond the birth and even beyond the creation of the world to say, absorb this, friends. We are part of this vast, ineffable mystery. In our Western world, we're desperate to explain things all the time. If we just knew the reason, if we would just understand the motivation of the criminal, if we could just figure out what was going on the border, then we'd feel better, wouldn't we? Life is beyond explanations, in case you haven't figured that out yet. And John is trying to put us back into our origin. From before the beginning, the Word. That's as close as he can get to it. It's not about words. When you're touched by someone whose comment or addressing of you changes your life, that's a moment of the Word. When somebody says to you, will you marry me? Everything depends upon the response. That's a moment of the Word. Right there. It's not optional. Yeah. The Word is always coming right at us. Sometimes quietly. Always exquisitely. Sometimes indirectly. The Word, before the beginning, face, the origin. Through him all things came to exist. And nothing that exists, exists without him. That is the Christ, the infusion, the vivifying life of the whole of creation and cosmos. Not just Jesus. The air you're breathing, the planet we're walking on, all of the Word meant as gift. It is a light which shines into the darkness. That's the one part we really get, don't we? That darkness. No matter how many times we've come through it, whatever it is, that dark that is weighing on us, this is the gift of the gospel. A light which penetrates the darkness Usually the translation is the darkness can't overcome it, or the darkness can't overpower it. This one is marvelous. The darkness can't cope with it. This is where we're invited to place our trust. Again and again and again in that relentless light which will permeate every darkness. And then this is perhaps the most significant verse in the entire gospel. To those who welcome him, he gives the privilege of being God's sons and daughters. And that is the point of the gospel. Not just to tell Jesus' story, which is incredibly significant, but that that meaning of that story transforms who we are. That we become sons and daughters with Christ in God. It's a much higher calling than we give ourselves, isn't it? We tend to see ourselves as unworthy. I don't know that I could really measure up. But this is the very point of the gospel. That word entering our flesh to empower us to become compassionate, wise beings, living grace upon grace upon grace. It's very hard for us to accept that, isn't it? I shared with folks on Christmas Day how the song, "O Holy Night," hit me with a new verse this year. It's not a new verse, it's an ancient verse. "O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth." And then this: "Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth." That's the missing element, isn't it? In our lives, in our times, to understand ourselves as worthy, as blessed beings, as sons and daughters of God. Called to manifest. Called to make real that trust that our souls are worthy, that life is meant to be a blessing. That is the quickest way to demolish a human being, which is to tell them they're nothing. And we all get that. We still do, whatever age. It keeps coming at us. And unfortunately, most of us do it to ourselves, just in case nobody was around to put you down this week. Right? This is the Christmas story. You are worthy. You are blessed. You have been birthed with the Christ child to come into the fullness and the joy of life. beyond what we know, beyond our own assessment of our own capabilities. The longing of your hearts for wherever that fullness is calling you. That's where you begin the new year. You already have that calling inside of you. What is it? Hints of who I need to become, of what I need to do now. Trust it. Trust it. Several years ago, we housed 8 to 10 homeless families here in the sanctuary. Some of you might recall that. We put all their tents up, squished the pews together, squeezed in here, and that's how we celebrated Christmas, Advent, and the whole Christmas season. And suddenly that homeless dimension of Jesus really became painfully true. And we began working on this mandala, which is the manger with Christmas sorrow in it. And we were doing it right out here in the gathering hall. And Pastor Margareta said to all of the unsheltered children one afternoon, "You know, Jesus was homeless too." Their eyes burst. And they jumped into this and finished it that day. Because they got what the Christmas story is about. You are worthy. My son Isaac just officially became a member of the Greek Orthodox Church. We were there, and at the conclusion of that celebration, some very ancient rites, clipping hair, spitting at the devil. Remember that from my Greek wedding? I'll explain those things later. At the conclusion, one of the members of the congregation simply called out in Greek, "Axios! Axios! You are worthy! Axios! Christ cries from the manger, Axios! You are worthy! Axios! Life is worthy. Let us love." Amen. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.